I want my 5280 gig now!
House Littleton Cinema. 5280 Geek is proud to present Weekend Geek Update. Smurf here, and my table of companions, Private Cheeseburger, Double A Ron, Sir Toucher of Butts Tao, guest starring none other than Red.
I thought you were going to say Nun Red.
Nun Red.
What?
She's taupe tonight.
What? What is taupe?
Taupe? I don't know. Instead explain of red, I went with another color. Taupe?
Oh.
It is.
Okay. Like the color. Okay.
The color. Oh, okay.
She's a quartz. Like,
does that mean something? She's quartz?
She's quartz?
Taupe is supposed to be very sweet.
Oh. Oh.
I actually find it
inferior. You find it inferior? Like I'm not a taupe person per se.
Have you ever been forced to stay in a room that is taupe?
No. That's weird. What kind of prison did you go to?
Finding crazy ass hotels that you
principal's offices are always like a cream color.
Yeah.
What taupe is?
Covered in like sports posters.
That's funny. Someone was like, I know you're stone. I was like, okay, what is this? They were like, it's diamond. I'm like, hey, that doesn't sound right. So like, it's Peridot. Or, there's another stone too, I can't remember.
The worst of the crystal gems.
It might have been sardonyx. March? No, not sardonyx.
I went to Peridot.
You sure to look it up, but you have no idea what it is.
I remember Peridot, and that was it. August? Yeah, Peridot. Peridot. He's like, oh, my birthday is also in August.
No, April is
done. Yeah, exactly. So then I was just like, you know, it says Peridot. I have the Google page.
I flipped out because...
He's an idiot.
I was watching stupid TV. And they're all like, oh, I've got a citrine because it's my baby's birthstone and I flip tables because citrine is not a birthstone. It's just a cheap topaz, which is what they're going for. But topaz is actually November birthstone, so it's fucking hard. You know,
I don't know what my birthstone, what's December?
December is often.
Oh!
Oh, I like pulled up the chart.
December often was a good one, and I don't remember what the other one is. A lot of months have different kind of
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it says that December has blue
zirconium?
Oh, good.
Blue topaz and
so basically anything that's kind of like that weird aquamarine blue.
Yeah, it's like that nice, it's a nice color. It's really
yeah, cool. No, it's nice. Yeah.
I learned birthstones the same time I learned my alphabet. You know the kind of plan, learn your ABCs, not learn birthstones.
That's really specific and I love it.
My upbringing is not like most people.
Oh,
but
my God.
I'm very confident when it comes to birthstones, so when people tell me something is wrong...
But you grew up with witches?
Yes, it is Peridot, Sardonyx, and
sperm?
Not like one of our friends that was, you know, raised by carnies.
Listen, the carny thing I get. I get that.
So
that's
terrible.
Funny.
Yeah.
That's a good upgrade. And it makes you Robin, so it's fine. Yeah, Dick Grayson. He was an acrobat.
He was an acrobat.
In a circus.
In a circus. He was like a carny.
Oh my God, those are carnies. Those are just high-class carnies. And you know it.
That's not
what
carnies.
They're high-class carnies.
Carnies.
They work the carnival games.
They're con artists.
That is a bald-faced lie, sir.
That is a generalization, and I can't do it.
It's like calling gypsies thieves.
No, I'm not calling gypsies thieves. I'm calling our one friend, parents' con artist, because he's a con artist.
No.
That's fair.
Anyway,
but we love him anyway.
Yeah, we do. We love everybody.
Do we? Oh, wait, is it who I'm thinking we're talking about? Oh, yeah, no, he's a carny.
Yes.
He's absolutely a carny.
Yes.
Okay. He's an actual carny. I took offense to that. Not that clever. No. I don't know who we're talking about.
Yes.
Anyway,
moving on.
So it's a J and or a G. It depends on your spelling.
Yes. The
Jack! That's not a lot.
Okay,
That's who I was thinking.
That's who he's.
So you see, Pearl could be also.
Oh my God! Are you going back?
Is there news?
You're not talking about it.
Netflix is canceled.
Moving on. Netflix is canceled.
I want a T-shirt.
Millions of dollars is coming back to everyone. Net neutrality wins.
Oh my God.
What I find hilarious about this is this story basically erupted and unfolded and is already done.
Yeah.
And has basically been like...
Yeah, because they canceled Daredevil.
They canceled Daredevil after 3 seasons. Which is lame.
Yeah, because we knew it was going
to
happen.
If you had been listening to our podcast, then you would have already known about that before the other podcast brought it up.
They hadn't actually canceled it. They'd canceled the other two, and we were like, that's going to happen.
Yes.
Because it's very obvious it was going to happen.
We were ahead of the curve on this story.
Our podcast is better than your podcast.
That's right.
That's the name of my next podcast.
I thought it had
you guys want to be on it?
Throw down with anybody right
now.
Yes. Hey, you joke. It's happening.
I just got reminded of a bad story that happened.
Would you like some tea with your sugar?
I accidentally taught someone how to say my name. This is small.
Why would you do that?
Oh, wait, I was
teaching someone that learning katakana and hiragana is more important than learning kanji. You should never learn kanji for a class.
Kanji seems like way harder.
I wrote it down, and then like she came in while I was telling him what it was about, and I'm just like, I'm sorry you walked into this. She's like, no, I want to know.
Well, now I need to learn.
I like that we're educational and informative.
Welcome to the educational podcast.
My penis is big. It's too, like, if you were writing it in Momachi, it would be
Okie dokie, really. Sorry to any Japanese listeners to that.
Yeah, there's your Japanese lessons. My penis is smaller than my penis.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm learning things too.
Something
Daredevil's canceled.
So, Daredevil gets canceled.
Netflix is canceled.
You will always associate Daredevil getting canceled with small penises from now on.
Yeah. My God. Have we cracked the code? Cracked the code.
I don't think I want to crack the code.
Me neither.
That's a lot of accidents.
It's a lot of letters, too.
So, after...
Oh, it's still coming out!
End it. Where's the button to end it?
It's never going to get any better than that.
Finally! I'm not even drunk.
We should drink more during the
tea. Yeah.
Maybe you should have tea more often.
So, what?
Shit fucks you up.
Going hard without a break.
What I love is how this story steadily and progressively got worse. Because Daredevil gets canceled, okay?
We're canceling all the Netflix shows.
So then all of the celebrities that are involved, Deborah Ann Worrell, the guy that played Kingpin, all of them are like, we love this.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to moving on to Disney and doing And then Disney comes back.
Disney's like, no, sorry.
Spinwell, who is an executive over at Disney, part of Disney Plus, tweeted this not more than a day later after everyone's heartfelt goodbye. The executives have already said they don't want these shows on the Disney service. And even if they did, the nature of the contracts would make it virtually impossible. They're done.
So is that how the actors found out? They got fired, basically?
Yes.
Because that's fucked up.
Pretty much.
Yeah, exactly.
He Spinwell continued this.
No, you should stop talking.
He continued. I should clarify. The Marvel shows for Disney Plus are being produced by Marvel movie execs who do not like or get along with the Marvel TV execs who made Daredevil, etc. at all, technically. They could make a Luke Cage show a few years from now, down the line. They're just don't want to.
That's the same. They have the rights to do everything.
They do. They just don't
they
want
just
to do
won't
it.
Won't do it, yeah.
No, they're done.
So, he learned how to tweet from a president.
Whoa. Edgy.
Yeah. So that came over.
Don't touch yourself.
I don't think it's edgy so much as hammer on the head.
Oh, yeah, I'm not very much.
It's
stupid that he would say that.
Yeah, you know, that's how I feel about most political tweets. Why would you say that?
Yeah, like, here's the thing. I think I would care a lot less about politics if they would just stop tweeting about things.
Right, right.
Because everything is in the social media. It's like, stop saying stupid things. I don't care what you do. Stop saying stupid things.
Stop tweeting them. Yeah.
Like, he's like, well, I have an idea. No.
No. Put it away.
So, Charlie Cox, the gentleman who's played Daredevil, has been quiet. He hasn't really said or tweeted much.
He's a professor.
Last time he got fired, he showed up dead in the box.
Oh. Yeah, he didn't see that coming.
Hey! It's because Daredevil's blind. Because nobody's made that joke on the internet.
So, what everyone feels bad about is not so much Daredevil, but the guy that they... the guy that played Bullseye. Everyone is, like, so bought in on his character.
I was going to say, they set him up so well, and then all of a sudden they're like, nope.
Nope, gone.
Go fuck yourself.
Like, we finally get a decent Bullseye.
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly
they pulled the curtain. It's gonna, you know, the end of the world is going to come down to Disney versus Walmart, right? I mean, that's going to be
Kmart's
going to
rise up.
If Starbucks the buys actions. Them, maybe.
Starbucks buys Kmart.
They're
not news. Starbucks
done.
Has bought Kmart.
It's
going to
be Disney versus Amazon.
Yeah, oh, very much so.
Walmart will not survive the Amazon apocalypse.
This is true.
I'm surprised Disney didn't just buy Netflix. Because they could. They very easily could.
They could. And I'm surprised they didn't. And then, and who knows, maybe behind sealed doors.
Maybe
that
they tried.
That tried.
Yeah. Because, Netflix said no.
Yeah. Explain to us how all of the Marvel films and Disney films and everything were on Netflix one day.
Old.
And then just...
That reminds me of back in the turn of the century when...
God.
Yeah. When Singular Wireless was a thing.
Oh, I'm sorry, who?
Who?
Explain to the kids who they are.
And then AT&T Wireless tried something, and it was like, we don't know how to not do landlines.
And then they went back to Singular.
No, and Singular Wireless bought them, and then AT&T, like, the aliens, like, consumed from the inside out.
Yeah, isn't that weird? That's such a weird concept to me.
And I kind of feel like...
That's what's going to happen?
What's going to happen?
To Disney, do you think? Do you think Marvel eventually just eat Disney?
I don't know. No, between Netflix and Disney. I don't know, but that's what it reminds me of.
I mean, the fight that's going on between them, no one wins in this.
No, we don't win because we just lost. It's going to happen to Punisher. It's going to happen to Jessica Jones. It's very obvious.
Well,
because they very clearly don't give a shit about Netflix.
They don't. And which sucks is because of the movie, or all of the shows have been canceled. Daredevil probably. I really want to know what the ratings were.
Because good.
I would honestly think that of the ones that have been canceled so far, Daredevil's got the highest ratings.
You have to all think so.
Let alone the three.
Can you tweet reply this asshole? I'm sorry, executive. I'm sorry, asshole.
It basically means the same thing.
Yeah. Can you reply to him like, this is how you lose followers? This is how you lose viewers?
My problem is, Disney doesn't care. They're too big to die, so it doesn't matter.
You bought the rights, man. You don't get the love.
Yeah.
I don't think they care about
it. As I said, I can't believe he said that. No, we don't care. We're still
going to love. In a corporation that's all about encouraging imagination and childhood, you don't care about love openly. I'm not saying you'll die, but you will rot from the inside.
Yeah. Like, I don't care if they do that. Like, whatever, Disney's been doing that for years. They just pull the plug out from things they don't like. I get that. But why would an executive come on and say, oh, hey, we just didn't get along with those guys?
Well, it goes along with the Disney exec formula, because you're right.
Yeah.
Disney's execs change, so do the tastes. And immediately, as soon as a new exec comes in, I don't like that. Boom, gone. You're
pulling the plug, yeah. It happens a lot.
Never hear anything about it again.
Yeah. And you look at the Disney parks, all of a sudden there was supposed to be a Muppets take over for years, and then all of a sudden they're like, new executive came and like, we're going to sell this property.
I don't like Muppets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I'm sorry, what the fuck did you just say?
They use the paywall.
Riggedy, riggedy, rep, son.
There's no list of my sock puppets.
I had a man stick his hand up my ass every day for the last 40 years.
Oh my god. The Russo brothers recently visited John Favreau. The Russo brothers, you may know, are the guys that are behind Infinity War and Avengers. And they are saying The Mandalorian is amazing.
Yes. Yes, let me take this whole week.
Yeah, they totally are.
Totally are.
I think for me,
don't at me, bro.
The synchronicity of yes.
don't at me on Twitter because I don't have one.
So
you call yourself a millennial?
I'm an Instagram. Fuck off.
So speaking of Disney Plus, Jon Favreau is hard pressed to get The Mandalorian done.
I'm excited,
but I don't have Disney Plus.
Neither do I. I'm probably going to get it. I'll get rid of Netflix.
No!
Don't give it. Don't feed me.
Hey, here's the thing. Disney's got better materials out there. I like Stranger Things. What else has Netflix got? They got some documentaries that were interesting.
They got all the movies that I want to rent.
Red Panda.
They've got all the movies that I'm like, I could get this in Redbox.
I don't Redbox.
Yeah, exactly. Fair enough.
It's like that one in
Wee
Bear Bears.
Because,
like,
is Wee Bear Bears on Netflix?
Yay!
I guess I'll keep my Netflix.
I swear to man's justice!
So when you get I swear.
No, I'll get Disney Plus and I'll break it for everybody.
Who doesn't love Ice Bears? I mean, look at it.
I like Panda better.
Really?
Yeah.
No, Ice Bear.
You know what?
Ice Bear for president.
They're all great.
They all need to be in and I love them all.
Between the three of them, you can get one whole.
I get one whole show.
No,
they are all different, and I love them all.
They all have their best qualities.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We're talking about Disney, right?
Who cares about Disney? We're not
anymore.
We're better. So, yeah, no, Gretzko is good, considering how the red panda, whenever she gets angry.
I still want to watch that.
It's really funny because there's a part where two of her friends who became her friends, who are like high up in her company, they find out about her secret and they want her to tell them directly and stuff like that. Like, hey, like, when you're ready to tell us about your secret, we will accept and love you for who you are. And so,
wow, what a quality.
Yeah, and it was funny because there was a part at the end of the episode where, like, they were being taught how to do the death metal scream.
Dude,
I don't get what you're saying. And he's like, hey, you gotta clench him and go just, and then she did that.
Yeah.
It was just really cute because there's like this asserting my dreams.
anybody want to try.
I'll teach you how to death metal draw without
that.
Exactly, that's what he's trying to do.
Speaking of wanting to try, San Diego Comic Con Museum is...
The what?
San Diego Comic Con Museum.
We wish we were as big as Disney San Diego Comic Con. Yes, museum? What do they have?
They're not that old.
They're not, but they're creating a museum and they're seeking charter members.
Nobody wants their name but us.
What's going to be in our museum?
We're
gonna shove some nerds in there. Will Wheaton. We put Will Wheaton in the glass case.
I'm just imagining he got through. He's just like, the cell's just like,
yeah, it's just Will Wheaton. And they're like, we charged a $1,200 fee for this.
Yeah, nobody cares about him. He's like the only one that
can get Will Wheaton.
Him and the cast of Big Bang Theory.
Ooh. And Sheldon gives them mean eyes because they're opponents. Because for some reason, Sheldon just doesn't like Will Wheaton.
I just imagine he's like, no, that guy's dead over there.
I've watched some Big Bang Theory episodes. And Will Wheaton and James Earl Jones are the only people who come onto that show.
That's not true.
No, Bob Newhart.
Bob Newhart was on?
Bob Newhart.
Wow.
Harvard.
Spock, actually. No, he only did the voice. He did the voice of the doll.
No, he was there too.
Did he actually?
You're right. Yeah, he was on there once. Oh. Because they made a joke that he signed Sheldon's napkin.
Yeah, but he didn't
actually
show up.
I thought he actually showed up in that episode.
Nathan Fillion, I know, was on there.
Nathan Fillion.
Why would they say so? Oh, money, that's right.
Oh, no, but he was as Nathan Fillion.
Yes. All of the stars.
Nathan Fillion.
Oh, just appeared as themselves?
Appeared as themselves.
Well, what do you think they paid those guys for?
Not Bob Newhart.
No, Bob Newhart is not himself. He is the...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's right. Because every time I've seen him, he's in an Obi-Wan Kenobi robe, and I'm like, I have no idea what the hell that's about.
Oh,
was he a ghost? He's a ghost on that trip. Wait, I'm sorry. A nerd science fiction show is like, no, we have ghosts. But how can the elevator's still broken?
Right. 12 years.
I'll explain.
It'll be funny when that show. Wait, has that show ended yet? I know they're on their last season.
Yep.
Well, we've talked about this. I want the last episode. The elevator has worked the whole time.
Yes, that needs to be the ending joke.
Yeah.
So it can actually end funny. Oh, unlike Seinfeld.
That would be such a lame joke. Yeah. It's so fitting for that show.
Yeah, and actually funny.
I don't think it would be.
I don't think
anything about that show.
Just really like somebody just comes up in the elevator and like, what the fuck is this Seinfeld doing here?
Yeah.
You can at me if you want. I don't
have a Twitter.
And like, it's a sexist, stupid show.
So what I think is funny about, first of all, San Diego Comic Con having a museum.
That's right, we're talking about their museum.
Yeah. The tiers. There's a tier one. Tier one, pay what you want, but they want a minimum of $10 from you.
Yeah, you can pay what you want, but we need $10.
We need $10. You get to be on the honor roll of charter members.
Ooh, which means I get to be on a plaque with about 10,000 other people.
No, no, an immortal listing, not a plaque. An immortal.
Oh, so I get to be a credit on their website.
Yes.
Oh, die in a fire. Sorry.
So you're saying immortals get all your payments?
Yeah.
I'm immortal.
So here's what I laughed about, because the jump from tier one to tier two. Tier two is minimum $50.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you're going to pay $10 or $50.
Yes.
Why would I pay $50? What is the perks of paying $50?
Well, you get a shirt.
You get free admission to the Comic-Con Museum.
You get a lanyard and a
pin. For 1 year after. That's it.
You know what I could do with $50?
And meetups.
And you get
myself a nice ass
steak. Ooh, you get a 10% discount on their website.
Yes, and a collectible charter membership card.
What can I buy on the website that I can't get on Amazon?
The exclusive pin.
It gets better. Tier 3. $100.
What a leap. No, it gets better.
They just keep doubling.
I'd rather go fist myself.
The $100 comes with a shirt. You get only 1 year. Wait, this is like the same shit.
You get the same thing.
You get
except
guest passes.
You get guest passes.
Right.
quick. I know what's happening.
Four single-use guest passes.
These are PBS specials.
I got it.
The
Born from Pure Lithium.
The fourth tier, which they call the exclusive package.
Oh.
$500.
Whoops.
What? How do you jump?
It comes with everything.
To 50, to 100, to 500.
And it comes with a Mondo print.
I get the Miserables soundtrack.
Like, I like Mondo.
Oh, the original Broadway gap.
Like, I love Mondo shit. They think about good shit.
And this collector's t-shirt.
And free beverage mugs and balloons for the kids.
Yes.
That's a Ghostbusters
shirt.
I'm going to send you a nice...
They're only... Okay, don't wait on this.
We'll have to talk about that after.
Don't wait on this, because there's only 1,000 available for this. So this one is only while supplies last.
Yeah, because it comes with a... As soon as we get calls...
Read the next tier.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
The next tier is actually... Tier 5 is $1,200. $1,200.
Yeah, I mean, you got a lot of shit. You get all the stuff from the other ones, except for the exclusive package.
Except for the exclusive.
That doesn't make any sense. Why didn't I get the $500 package?
All of the books I own, the damn museum.
Yeah, no, at that point I better get everything. No, but you get access to like the galas and the groundbreaking.
You get invited to the first look, exhibition openings, reception, ribbon cuttings, and so on.
I better get a clump of dirt.
And so on.
They don't even know what they're giving out.
And so on,
et cetera.
Honestly,
thank you all for doing that with me. That was a really good moment.
The balls on San Diego.
The cones. Do they think that their OP chin is ultimate?
Hey. Yeah, that's how we bring it around. Penis.
I'm absolutely speechless. I dumbfounded.
Wrong exercise. You pretty much basically kind of just
Who's gonna buy in there?
I don't know. There's gotta be.
Tell me what's in the museum. If they would show, like, oh, we're gonna have this in the museum, we might have this in the museum. No, they're just like, we're making a museum.
Yeah.
What role does the museum have?
We don't know because we don't have the funds for it.
Seriously. Yeah. The Museum of Rock and Roll doesn't charge like that.
Yeah.
And that actually has stuff.
Yeah. Graceland. Graceland was just like, we got Elvis shit. Just come watch. Like, fine.
Dollywood.
We're going
to Dollywood.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dollywood.
No, the San Diego Comic Con Museum. Come on.
I mean, I think what they saw Lucas trying to do his museum.
You know how we feel about that.
They're looking at a market. They're like, we had everybody. So
now all of a sudden they want a museum?
Yeah.
Is that the new trend? Marvel Museum.
I got a museum.
Give me Marvel Museum. Stan Lee.
It's Four Choices of Marvel.
Oh, mine's Four Choices through alcohol.
No, it's not in my baby.
Hey, great wisdom comes from Four Choices. I think King Martin said
that. Bim bim bing Crosby. Well, ain't that a kick in the head?
Ain't that a...
Yeah, that was a Dean Martin bit.
It was a Dean Martin.
Yeah. Good old Dino. How do you still have teeth? That was really violent. I'm so sorry.
I can't think of a question to ask you. Why did you
get the
phone?
So if you are willing to make a contribution to the preservation of Comic-Con.
Yeah, if anybody's got $1,200 just to drop, please let us know and please give us one of those guest passes.
Yep.
Because I want to see this goddamn museum. I do. I need to know.
As a follow-up to our story last week about Hugh Jackman. Evidently, he's doing a worldwide stadium tour. and this stadium is going to be consistent of song and dance and him telling stories, and it's 100%.
Is it just him?
About him.
So it's just a one-man show.
Wait, did you do a movie?
It's a one-man show.
And like, he
doesn't sing and dance dressed as Wolverine.
Well, he's going to do everything is disappointing that he likes, that all the dance routines he likes, and he's going to sing.
Everything is happy now to this point.
Everything's lame.
Oh my god.
When you're living in
hell. He's very energetic about it, and he's going on tour this coming summer. So. It isn't about any, he sidestepped anything about Deadpool and Wolverine. He just kind of laughed and brushed it off. So, I don't think we'll see it. But there
I want Wolverine!
There's rumors that Deadpool 3 is actually in the works, according to an interview that happened with Rob Liefeld and Deadpool.
If Deadpool 3 isn't a musical, I'm going to be very upset.
Deadpool 3 is actually Pokemon.
Oh!
I'm really happy they didn't call Detective Pikachu Pokemon Go Detective.
Pokemon!
Actually, technically they're the same species.
Yeah, but
they just evolved.
His default
is baby form.
Baby form?
Pikachu!
Sorry. You are wrong!
Don't adjust your glasses at me.
Guys,
we have to skip over the Hugh Jackman thing.
Okay.
Captain Marvel trailer dropped.
So this doesn't make any sense to me. We have it on the docket anyway. Captain Marvel's trailer is going to release during halftime of tonight's Monday Night Football game, which makes absolutely no sense to any of us.
Oh, she's going
to
punch an old lady on the bus.
Yeah, it's a Skrull.
Oh, she's going to punch a Skrull on the bus. Yeah! Oh, yeah, it is a spoiler. Wow, that's a spoiler. Come on. Right in the first 5 minutes. I'm watching the trailer live.
Oh, you watching it live?
Yeah, it's
okay. But that's, okay, so that's the same thing that they had for the last one, though.
Yeah, but now that's the very beginning. It showed she reacted.
Oh,
the old woman actually, like, got up and started fighting back. Probably because they had backlash about Captain Marvel punching her green.
Why are you reacting?
Oh, she's got green blood. Why does she have green blood?
She's green.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
She's a Klingon. Klingon. Yeah, I was gonna say Vulcan tech green blood. Klingon.
Yeah, because they're green red. Ooh. So she might be an alien human hybrid. And she's going go karting!
She might be free. She should be a free.
I think probably. Right. Or Klingon. It's still out there. You never know, man. Ah, now we're gonna see Nick Fury lose his eye. She's flying a jet. You guys just want the play-by-play of what's happening? Don't even watch it. It honestly looks pretty cool.
All I can say is that I haven't made it first
time. Oh, yeah, he doesn't. That woman is Brie Larson? She's Captain Marvel.
You know, think about, like, do you remember Envy from Scott Pilgrim? That's Brie Larson.
Scott's ex-girlfriend.
That's the one with the blonde hair.
The singer? The one that was Jason.
Excuse me.
The bass guitar.
Fred makes you fat? Whoa! Yeah, this looks fucking weird. Flying around in space? Okay, yeah, go watch the trailer. There's a cat?
Well, it'll be up before this podcast posts. It will actually be up on the page.
You'll see it before you hear us.
It's true. This looks great.
I will share it on 5280.
I'll have to watch it when I'm not on the podcast. But it looks great.
So that takes that bit of news. I still don't understand why it's on Monday Night Football. I mean,
I'll never know.
I know nerds are crossing over. But
you know why? Here's why.
Go on.
Because. Okay.
The normies are taking over.
Okay, I like normies. Normies is more diplomatic than what I was going to call them, so I'm going to... Alright, so...
Straight?
No, it's all the way to... the Chads, who think that...
The Chads! Yes!
that the thing, stupid movies like storytelling and. Or even, I'm not talking about Golden Wing. Let's talk about like Golden Wing movies and Calling Them Good. And Casino Plus, those people watch sports. And here's the thing, all the movies are going like, and Disney and Marvel and Super Wiggle, and so now they need to go talk to the Michael Bay crowd and get their time by their movies. So yeah.
So that's why I put that. That makes sense. Right, well, and that trailer looks like it had a lot of action, a lot of fireballs, a lot of jet fighting, and a cat. So there's a cat. Yeah, Nick Fury stops and pets a cat.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
Well, it is out of the 80s because she crashes through a blockbuster.
It's the 90s. Oh, 90s. Yeah. Because the 80s are done, man. It's on to the extreme 90s where we put EX in front of everything. Of course. The millennials still won.
The millennials are victorious.
We're sitting on our phones watching too many YouTube videos.
Speaking of sitting watching your phone, explain this to me. Cowboy Bebop is getting a live action TV series on Netflix.
We can skip that.
There you go. There you go.
We don't need this. We don't need this.
Yeah, that's how.
Live action anime movies.
It's a Blade Runner anime.
What?
They're making a Blade Runner anime.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, pop culture geeky news, sir. Sir.
Sure.
Well, okay. Cowboy Bebop looks like garbage.
Yep.
Live action. They haven't shown anything. I just know it looks like garbage. I've seen Sailor Moon and Titan.
Yeah, no.
Anytime
they try to do anything anime into live action, it never works out.
Dragon Ball Evolution.
We don't talk about it. It's like,
oh, Goku's a white kid.
Didn't have like half the cast from Shameless?
Yes. And Ernie Hudson was the bad guy.
Yes.
Oh, I've watched it.
It's spicy.
We're gonna, you know what? We're gonna sit down and watch it, and we're gonna point out all the things that are wrong with it.
You're gonna have to strap me down, and also don't challenge me with a good time.
Yeah, what kind of not kinky shit happens at your house?
Other trailers that landed.
Sorry, go on.
No King Champion.
King Champion is my king. We're nerds. That's what we do. We King Champion.
I'm sorry, you jerked off the cartoons?
We had dressed our glasses and we King Champion. What live action film of an anime actually succeeded would actually get none?
Bleach is okay.
No.
Bleach is okay. No. Hold your anger. Bleach is the one that got the closest to what the anime actually was. The closest. I didn't say it was good. I said it was as far as like things from the source material. Everybody calm down. Everybody take a deep breath. Out of all of them, that one got the least hate. The least hate.
I think that's because nobody watched it.
Exactly.
No one watched it.
It's fine. It's a fine movie.
Dumb live action. Yeah. Even Death Note they couldn't do.
Yeah, Death Note wouldn't have been that hard.
No, not Netflix. The Japanese live action.
Oh, we don't talk about that one.
It's still bad.
There's a lot of them.
The other trailer to land today was Godzilla, King of Monsters.
Wait, there was a Godzilla trailer?
Yep.
What?
It's under the
what? What? Nobody told me.
I
don't read the news you said.
I said
that. Read my last email.
Which means you didn't read my last email.
The trailer has.
Does it have all the monsters?
It shows the part four.
But there's a fourth one now?
Well,
there's Godzilla, Mothra, Rodan, and King Ghidorah.
Yes.
So there's the four we're talking about? Okay. Yeah, there was a fourth one before.
There's a great visual at the end of the trailer with Millie Bobby from...
This is not new. This is old. This is from July.
No, keep going.
This is from July.
Are you sure?
The link you posted is from July 23rd. Yeah, the one where it starts off with her on the rooftop? Oh, no, it's the wrong one.
Because at the end of it, it's got a great visual with her and...
Is it Mothra's doing the... I'm pretty sure it's the real
trailer.
Okay. I'll look up and see if there's a new trailer, but I'm pretty sure it's...
Because everyone's saying this is a new trailer, and I may have kind of thought like so.
Mm.
Because they've got the three-headed one in ice, and it looks...
Yeah, that's from the old one.
So freaking
you can, cool. You can also see his lightning bolts. I'm sorry, I like that a lot. You can see there's a shot where they're like exploding a building, and you can see he shoots lightning out of his face, and it's definitely his lightning. Mm-hmm. It looks fucking fantastic.
You know what?
He can.
But Godzilla's not supposed to spit lightning, it's supposed to be fire.
Why can't it be like the
Oh, there was a Tokyo Comic Con teaser. I haven't watched it yet.
Okay, I may have hit the wrong one. Speaking of Tokyo, here's a newsflash. Yeah. Crazy rich Asians bombed in China.
Because they know about the mainland China.
I was going to say, they're like, yeah, no, that's all bullshit.
And when I saw that, I was like a big, duh.
I appreciate that Deadpool's doing extremely well.
Yeah. The PG-13 version of
Deadpool. Do I care to ask?
I don't.
About Crazy Rich Asians?
I don't
know.
What do you want to know?
I don't. Oh, like, are they just offended that, like.
It's just not. Nobody went to it.
Oh, yeah.
It was.
Because they're all crazy rich and they don't care.
Yeah. They're like, this is offensive.
We have all the Americans' money.
No, probably was.
I will tell you, as someone who works in a movie theater, 99% of the people who went to see that movie,
hate. Like, I'm going to see some Asian chicks.
Oh, yeah.
I like the...
That's their demographic.
Yeah,
she's. I think it might be Jane Sophia, right?
Yeah, because like, I remember her because
she's the mom, right?
Yeah. Very intense.
Oh, yeah, okay, she is the mom.
Yeah, which reminds me a lot about my family.
You know, and she's funny when I watch the show, but it's another show.
Yeah, dude, watching that show is like.
They must never know.
Just roll lines.
I think those are just stereotypes.
Sometimes those are more grounded. So pretending to say something bad than looking at
someone. In local news, live action Mario Kart race is coming.
Let's go!
I'm so down.
Actually, this
can I be Mario?
I'm busy. Can I be Tim?
Yes.
Hello!
You don't want to race?
I do.
Dressed as a Mario character?
Yeah.
Costumes are provided. It's $55.
All I'm going to say is that I
will. I'll throw a blue shell.
I've lived a lot of initial D in my life. I will destroy you.
Actually, the Mushroom Rally is going all across the United States starting
That's
in the spring.
That's way different than I think they're doing.
Dicks.
Yes.
Bing.
It's not the mushroom
head
rally. The penis parade.
Is the theme for this podcast of the penis?
Yes.
We've kind of hit the theme.
I hate to say it. This podcast has been very, dick heavy. Yeah.
Yes. So not our normal.
Smurf, you're breaking it. Oh, God, no. Get new equipment.
Sign up to our Patreon. So we can have new equipment.
Ow. Oh, everything's gone. All right, we're good. I thought I went deaf for a second. That's scary.
Okay, that is actually happening to me, but I'll tell you more about that.
Next time.
I
Dragon Ball Z.
I really want this to be more engaging than it probably will be. You're just gonna get in and do.
No, it's go karting.
Yeah,
the podcast. Sign up to our Patreon. It's gonna be a more engaging podcast. No, I agree with you because I guarantee you, you'll go there and they have some really shitty costumes to give you.
Yeah.
And you get in a really crappy go kart.
Yes.
And you take a picture at the end. You're like, look, I'm getting a Mario character. That's about all it's gonna be.
Yeah. The car.
And you're gonna say it that voice.
You don't get to throw banana peels or shells.
I'm sorry. They will not let me bring a fresh turtle shell out onto that field. I guarantee it.
What you doing, the turtle?
Well, he was done.
Turtle soup. Actually, you're supposed to use the shell in turtle soup. So.
It's pronounced tortilla.
Hurricane Katrina, more like Hurricane Tortilla. Sorry, it's a really old vine, really shitty vine. Vine's dead. It's all about TikTok now.
If you,
man, don't worry about it. I'm hip to the scene.
Yes, you are.
Hit or miss, eh?
The mushroom rally.
Seriously.
Will be.
I can't. I'm not calling it the mushroom rally.
The mushroom rally will be visiting 16 cities across the United States.
Yeah, of course we're
going. In April. Starting in April, we can go.
Shit,
but you can come watch us dress like idiots and drive go-karts around. I plan on drinking heavily.
I plan on not surviving.
You ever seen a fat man dress as Mario drunk in a go-kart? It's a fantastic time.
Way too often. Have you been on this highway?
Do you not remember that parade? We almost ran over Luigi three times.
Oh, that was a good time.
That was a good time.
No, it was the chick dressed as Bowser that I almost tripped over. Like,
Bowser or Bowser?
No, she was Bowser.
Oh.
She was
before Bowser.
Yeah, that was before that was a thing.
April 1st,
surprised you know what that is, actually.
What? Right? No, I'm hip. You know what's sad?
I'm hip to the scene. Hit or miss,
eh? I can replace mine.
So, you also get admission to the after party.
There's an after party?
Yes.
I can be drunk, Mario.
30 minutes. No. 30 minutes of racing and admission to the after party.
30 minutes.
30 minutes.
That's all I need, all right,
dude. So then it's your
sorry.
I think we should really do the Brothers Haunted Luigi's.
Luigi's Mansion?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm talking about doing that with Jesse.
Luigi, what happened to him?
It's a gay
point. Luigi's Mansion.
Luigi's.
It's a great game.
It's a, I love Luigi's Mansion. The first one, not the arcade game. I like the arcade game, but it's not the same.
Yeah, the arcade version is lame.
Oh my god, I'm so
dumb. Okay, so I can do drunk Mario Kart. Anybody wants to participate in drunk Mario Kart with Eric, please at me on Twitter.
Yes. Or just
it's at Daniel Sharner.
Oh, you dick.
Sorry, should I not say your real name?
You can.
Great. Everybody knows you.
Sir
Smurfington. I'm making a Twitter right now. It is Sir Smurfington.
Sir Smurfington.
I'm not taking from you. It's Sir Smurfington. Toucher of dicks.
I'm not
staying
on point.
Yes.
Thank
you. On topic, as always.
Speaking of touching dicks, William Shatner is producing a Christmas
album. Ah, you're my wife the wrong
time. touching dicks.
Yes, our audience listened quite at the wrong time, as always.
Oh, no, at the right time. Jesus!
What about William Shatner?
William Shatner?
He's Canadian, he
doesn't
do
it! That's it. William Shatner.
End the podcast. End it. I'm too drunk to podcast today.
No,
drunk Mario Kart is happening.
William Shatner.
The William Shatner, the Shat, is is producing.
No, we're not calling him that.
Is producing a Christmas album.
Didn't you already do that? Oh, so the joke that Spider-Man made in Into the Spider-Verse about having a Christmas album, Shatner's doing it.
Yes. And he's got the help of ZZ Top Billy Gibson helping him.
Why are these people so boring?
What a weird combination.
Isn't it? There is him singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer on YouTube right now.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
No, you're so close. You have no idea how close you are.
Shiny nose.
And he's singing it to a bunch of kids.
No.
If you want a good time, look up William Shatner doing Rocket Man.
No. Yes. From the 70s.
I'm a Rocket Man.
It's
burning up this atmosphere of here alone.
It's probably the same vein.
Rocket Man. Yeah, I need a whole album of that.
I'm dying.
Well, there's 13 songs that he's doing. Feliz Navidad. I can only imagine.
Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Nos pelo año. Felicidad.
He somehow conned.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
He somehow conned Iggy Pop into doing Silent Night.
I'm beyond
drunk. I can't make this up.
Oh my god, he got Ian Anderson to do Silver Bells.
None of this is real.
This is not real.
Is Feliz Navidad actually on there?
Yes.
This is one of those moments.
Oh, he closes it out.
With Dan Bender.
And I say the best for last. Is the bonus track with Henry Rollins doing Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bell. Jingle Bell. Jingle Bell Rock.
It's a punk version.
No, it's not. Punk rock version.
I can't make this up.
I just want to die.
If I could make this up, I should be writing a fucking sitcom.
I can't believe you made me read that with my eyes.
Oh my god.
What did you say, Mom?
Instead of a
Punk Goes
Christmas.
No, it's Liam Shatner Goes Punk Goes Christmas.
Oh, no. Oh, fuck.
Elise.
My face hurts.
Navidad. There's something on the wing. Something. He never actually said that.
Never said that.
My face hurts so bad. After a
minute, yeah, something about joy to the world.
Well, you know what? I don't think it's going to get any better than that.
Something Canadian Walmart, they put that stranding out and nobody cares.
Nobody cares because it's not even
it's
real.
It's fake.
Canadian
Walmart strikes again.
And on that bombshell.
Please not be done. Why don't people listen to us? We're